We continue with Surah Az-Zukhruf. In one of the most frequently referred to Anbiya in the Noble Quran is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ. We sent Musa with our signs to Fir'aun and his chiefs. فَقَالَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said that I have been sent by the sustainer of the worlds. فَلَمَّا جَاءُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا إِذَا مِنْهَا يَضْحَكُونَ. And when he brought to them our signs, they began laughing at it. They began ridiculing the miracles. وَمَا نُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ أُخْتِهَا. Each sign that we showed him was greater than the previous ones. وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And we seized them in a torment so that they may desist. Allah says that we show them the sign after sign, each one greater than the previous one, which demonstrated our power and the truthfulness of Musa. We eventually sent down a sign which comprised a form of punishment within it, and that is that Allah had sent floods, locusts, lice, frogs, blood, and other things. And what he said, وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا السَّاحِرُ ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ. That, O magician, pray to your sustainer for us, that as he has taught you. So this is what they referred to a learned person as a magician. This is because they felt that the greatest knowledge was of magic. Or it's possible that they addressed him in this way as an honorable title at a time of admiration or adulation. Or it may be that it was a title to mock and jeer at him. Anyway, they said that, pray to your sustainer for us as he has taught you, and we shall certainly come to the path. And in accordance with the way of supplication which your sustainer has taught you, whatever promises he made to you, you should call unto him to repulse this punishment from us. So when the locusts and all of that had come, they asked Sayyidina Musa to make dua, and he made dua for them. فَلَمَّا كَشَّفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابَ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. And then when we remove the punishment, they would immediately break the pledge. And once that punishment, and that is what happens to us so often, that when we're in difficult times and we say, I'll give this and I'll do that and I'll make a vow in a minute and all of that, and the moment it's all taken away, then we return to our old ways. No sooner the calamity was raised, فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابَ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. They would immediately break the pledge. وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ. And Fir'aun announced to his people, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِي الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. That, O my people, is not the dominion of Egypt and in my hands, and are these rivers not flowing beneath my palaces? Do you not see that Egypt, he looked at his wealth and he was deceived by that. He cut the canals of the rivers, directed the water to the gardens, and all of that was at his disposal. And then he said, أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ هَذَا الَّذِي وَمَهِينُ وَلَا يَكَادُ. Am I not better than this person who has no honor, who cannot even speak clearly? Referring to Musa al-Islam, it's a young person. He had a problem with his speech because he had put the coal in his mouth, which affected his speech. So he looked at Musa and looked at himself and he thought he was better. But was he really better? It is by Allah the only differentiating factor is your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.